You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Makers of the Quip electric toothbrush makes good habits simple with a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste delivered every 3 months with free shipping. Quip's electric brush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Join millions of mouths and get Quip today, starting at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Get QUIP.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the continued quest to figure out a way to allow for contact tracing while protecting people's privacy. So contact tracing is the idea, which I think will be essential to how we respond to the coronavirus, to allow people to know if they've been in close proximity to someone who has tested positive for coronavirus, and then they can take action and protect themselves or go into quarantine. So how can you do that? Well, the easiest way to do that would just be to have the state monitor everybody's phone, keep a massive database, compare data points in the database, and alert people if they've been near someone. Problem with that is it's a privacy nightmare, right? Then the government would know everybody I've been near, and they would be able to figure out my sources for stories, right? Other people might worry about the government knowing that they've been having an affair or that they walked onto private property. Who knows? There are all kinds of reasons why you don't want the government to know your location at all times. Okay, but it would be really useful to have this work. So my colleague Andy Greenberg, who is a master on security and privacy, has interviewed a number of experts about how to do this, how to get such an app to work without violating your privacy. Well, here's one really good idea. What if you do it through Bluetooth? You have constantly, your phones have your Bluetooth connections on, and they're pinging other devices. And if two phones are near each other for 15 minutes, that counts as a contact event. So my phone is relatively near my wife's phone right now, presumably will be for the next 15 minutes, that would be a contact event. When that happens, numbers are generated by each phone and they're stored locally on the device. So my device, my wife's device, each generate a number, they're paired together, stored locally. Then somebody tests positive. I test positive, or somebody else in the story tests positive. They get a confirmation code from their healthcare provider, and then all of the pairs are uploaded and then sent down to all of the other phones, which can then check and see if there's a contact event with someone who has tested positive. The beauty of this is that the contact events aren't stored in the cloud. They're stored locally, and then they're sent up and sent down, and there's no way to back figure out who was near each other. You can just do it through local devices. So you get possibly the best of both worlds. You have a system that tells you if you've been near someone who has coronavirus, and you don't have a privacy dystopia. It's the most interesting thing in tech. Andy walks through a couple of other ideas as well, but this is a good start to solving a very hard and very necessary problem.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.